You know what? I'm really excited about this new challenge. And, you know, the last time I was on your show, I was stepping down as president of Hockey Canada, and now getting this opportunity, you know, I'm really thankful to Daryl Cates, and we're going to do special things with this organization.
Now, Bob, I know your relationship with Kevin Lowe is 14 years. Your relationship with Daryl Cates is probably a lot longer than people know. And I know you've had conversations with the Oilers in the past, Daryl trying to bring you on. Why was now the right time, and how? When did the negotiations get serious?
You know what? It was, you know, life's about timing. And, you know, I made the decision to step down as president of Hockey Canada, I think for all the right reasons for myself, my family, and for Hockey Canada. And, you know, I was just looking at, you know, what I might do next. And, you know, as you stated, I have a long relationship with Daryl and Kevin, and we just started to rekindle some of those discussions. And I just love the vision where Daryl is going to take this. It's a huge challenge for myself, and I really like the Oilers staff, the organization, and I think I'm really about partnerships and people, and this is a group that I felt really comfortable with.
So your job, like a lot of people when they get hired, or when you got hired, a lot of people were curious exactly your role. Is it fair to say that the business side of OEG is your number one priority?
Yeah, certainly, you know, the day-to-day operations is there. Patrick LaForge is doing a great job. This is a bigger pie now. And as we go into the new building and new opportunities and Daryl's vision here, there's going to be a lot of, I think, great announcements over the next number of months and years. And I'm going to be part of that. And, you know, hey, Kevin Lowe and myself will work together. We have a special relationship. You know, been around Kevin for years and feel really comfortable. He's, you know, heading up the hockey side to Craig McTavish, but certainly I'll be dipping my toe in that once in a while. But it's really on the business side and the new vision for this organization.
Bob Nicholson joins us, new vice chair of OEG. That's the Oilers Entertainment Group. Bob, over the years with Hockey Canada, you've had a chance to meet basically all the young hockey players, most of them who are playing in the NHL, whether they played the under 17, the under 18, the World Juniors, the World Championships, or the Olympics. Fair to say then that you might have an edge in recruiting at free agent time?
You know what? You always have, you know, partnerships and relationships that you have. And if it can be leveraged, certainly we will do that. And, you know, I've had success with a lot of teams and a lot of players on those teams. So any way that I could use what I had with Hockey Canada to help the Oilers organization, we're going to use that in the future.
You've really helped build the brand of Hockey Canada. It's, you know, it's a multi-million dollar company now, really an entity when you think about it. You come into OEG from the business side of things. It will be different because I'm assuming with that new arena, and you said it at the press conference earlier today, that's priority number one. You know, get that up and running. You know, you're going to have to attract a lot of dates and a lot of different events. How new is this challenge compared to what you did with Hockey Canada?
You know, I'm jumping into it, you know, both feet here. When I started with Hockey Canada, I sort of created the president CEO role, and I started on the hockey side. As we got successful on the hockey side, it evolved more into the business side. So, you know, that happened over time. You know, right now, hey, we got a hole in the city here that the unbelievable facility is going to go up, and we have to get moving on that ASAP. And, you know, I can't believe the detail and that Patrick LaForge and the whole group have to date. I've been very impressed in my quick meetings with him. But this is going to get a lot bigger, a lot quicker. And as I stated, you know, this isn't splitting up the pie. This pie is getting bigger. So there's going to be lots of work for all of us, and we have to get the right people and the right partnerships so we can knock this out of the park.
From an entertainment standpoint, there's the Oilers, there's the Oil Kings, of course, the OKC Barons, not in Edmonton. You've got the Capitals kind of stuck in limbo waiting to see if there's a league they can play in. A lot of other fans are curious about, you know, what are some realistic options for other sports entities that could come to Edmonton?
You know what? We're going to look at all the sporting events there are. I, you know, first couple hours on the job, I don't have you know, that nailed down. But we're going to look at every opportunity. We're going to find out what fits best for Edmonton and the Oilers brand here and go after it. And I think the people of Edmonton and Alberta, this is going to be a destination for everyone in this country to come to. And to do that, you have to make sure that you have the right sports groups, the right sporting events, and entertainment to draw people from coast to coast in this country and throughout the United States.
Chairman of the new Oilers Entertainment Group, Vice Chairman Bob Nicholson, joins us. Bob, you talk about the vision of Daryl Cates. Can you expand on that? What is the vision?
You know what? Again, I've talked to Daryl, numerous times on that. He has a vision that I'm just starting to get pieces of that. And he wants this to be the best facility in this country, and also wants to make sure that we have a variety of events. And today I can't sit there and clearly tell you all of those. Those are things that we're going to have to develop along the way. You know, hockey and the Oilers are still the number one tenant and the number one property within all of this. But as you see this building going up, we have an arena, but we're gonna try to turn this whole city into something very special. So, you know, what type of events those will be, I think that's the key for us, to make sure we got the right partners to bring such a variety in that we'll be able to touch so many different people in this city and within this country.
Bob, you mentioned that the Oilers are the number one right now. When we have the new facility ready in 2 years, you know, Oiler games, regular season, preseason's 45, and then of course you hope that there's some home playoff dates involved in there. That could be a maximum of 16. So really, that's only maximum 61 nights out of 365. As OEG grows, is it fair to say that, you know, other things might supplant as far as the biggest member of the brand of OEG above the Oilers?
You know what? I think it'll always be the number one, and you know, we got to be very cautious that we make sure that they have the right schedule to be competitive. But, you know, we have an opportunity here, you know, as Patrick LaForge said today, to look at so many different types of events that have an impact on this city. And all of those will be looked at very carefully and placed strategically in a plan. The ultimate, it's easy to say, I'd like to fill it every day. That's not going to happen, but that's going to be a goal that we're going to put out in front of everybody, and try to make sure that we bring a variety of entertainment and sporting events to meet the needs of this community.
Bob Nicholson joins us. Bob, when you look at, you know, different type of events, that are going to be hosted there, how many of them do you look at coming from, with your time in Hockey Canada, more so like fundraising events, not necessarily just bringing in acts and people buying tickets, but buying tickets to potentially fundraising events for community?
You know what, I had about a 10-minute discussion on the Oilers Foundation today. I think the foundation is a huge part of this community. And, you know, we want to make sure that we want to grow our business for sure. That's a priority. But we also want to make sure that we're taking and looking after needs of the community. So it's going to be something that, you know, we have to balance. But through my connections with Hockey Canada and international hockey, we're going to look at all those varieties and things to bring. I will continue on to be the vice president of International Ice Hockey Federation, so that'll continue to give me a reach to a lot of people, not just in hockey, but all in events and that throughout the world. So I think one of the key things here is my connection to those international groups, and I look forward to trying to build something that everyone's proud of.
Bob, what's your responsibility as the vice pres?
Really, it's to look after a number of things. The two portfolios that I have, I'm in charge of world championships, which there's 30 world championships that go on, so that's a huge portfolio. That last week I was in part of Vita Czech, and I was meeting with all South American countries on hockey. And then I'm in charge of development, which I'm over in Viramaki the 1st of July for a few days. We have over 500 players and coaches from around the world, and trying to develop hockey and all the new nations playing the game, and then there's a high performance side of it for females. So those are great opportunities that I've had, and I'm very fortunate that through this position that I'm going to be able to keep that position till 2016 when that time comes up with the international ice hockey.
Bob, I know there's a lot of talk with OEG that, you know, to acquire more properties, whether it's just bringing events to Edmonton or likely maybe buying other sporting teams in other leagues. Do you think it's realistic to have OEG end up owning a European hockey team?
Certainly, that's something we'll explore. You know, if we think that if it's a right fit for us, yeah, we'll go after that. I don't think we want to put any boundaries or limits on what we're going to look at. I think we're going to look at everything that's out there and then bring it back to the main core of business and the overall vision.
Are there any limitations? Because I'm not sure how many other organizations are doing. Is there a limitation? I know you can't own another NHL team, but can you own multiple junior teams in the country? Could you own a European team in every league over there, Sweden, Finland, the KHL, if you wanted?
Right now, I don't see any roadblocks going into the different leagues, but you couldn't go into multiple franchises in the same league. So,
okay.
You know, there's a lot of choices, and hey, you got to make sure that it fits financially and then fits into an overall plan of where we want to be.
And one last one for you, Bob. I appreciate your time. When you step down from Hockey Canada, you know, I've been reading reports, Vancouver, Washington, Edmonton, we're all interested. Did that interest start before? Did that lead you to step down and say, you know what, wow, there is some other opportunities out there, so I think I'm going to step away and then look at them seriously? Or did all these opportunities arise after you stepped down?
You know, a lot of that all came up. Over the years, there's been different opportunities. I've had discussions with various teams, but I really stepped down as president of Hockey Canada for all what I thought were the right reasons for myself and my family and for Hockey Canada. I hope I look back at Hockey Canada in 10 years from now, and it's going to be bigger and better than it's ever been.
Bob, always great to talk to you. It was good to see you at the press conference today. Enjoy the move to Edmonton. Best of luck in your new role.
Yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to it. Thanks a lot.